listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish center. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
You're out of this world. More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song by Maudie Ayunda. Ayunda Faza Maudia, who is known as Maudie Ayunda, is an Indonesian actress, model, writer, and singer. Maudie Ayunda released her latest song entitled Puisi Kota, or Poem of the City, on November 25, 2024. In this song, Maudie collaborates with the legendary Indonesian musician Iwan Fals. Although it was released on November 25, 2024, the song was actually first written by Maudie on April 17, 2023. In addition, the song also involves Simhala Avadana, vocalist of the band Numata. The song Puisi Kota tells a personal reflection on life in Jakarta, which is full of contradictions. The big city provides many opportunities and also dreams for some people, but on the other hand, it can also make someone feel small and lonely. Well, listener, here is Maudie Ayunda with her latest single, Puisi Kota. Have a listening.
Manusia, tapi ku sendiri. Bodoh diri membiarkanmu pergi jauh dari hati.
Mencoba mengobati tak punya kekasih lagi, namun ku sadar diri hatiku di kamu.
Of the day from the Indonesian first president, Soekarno. No one dares to start something new unless they are willing to risk failure. And that's quote of the day.
mencoba mengerti.
An Indonesian female singer that really popular in early 2000s, but her songs remained ear catching, aren't they? And the song that you just enjoyed is entitled Arti Hadirmu, or The Presence of Your Meaning. The meaning of your presence, I mean. And your presence here joining us in the program Indonesia Today is indeed so precious. So make sure you keep tuning in till the next remaining hours until 6 p.m. Western Indonesia time, only at voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. Next, we have information from the Indonesian Minister of Communication and Digital, Mutia Hafid, who revealed that the ministry is directly ordered by Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto to complete regulations regarding child protection in the digital space no later than 2 months. The President conveyed to the ministry that he wanted to accelerate the regulation on child protection in the digital space so it can be completed as soon as possible. And the timeline is that the ministry is given 1 to 2 months. Responding to this, the Ministry of Communication and Digital revealed that she had signed a decree to form a special working team that will work on the study of the restrictions, including other regulations related to child protection in the digital space. Based on the decree, the working team consisting of representatives from several ministries, academics, child education figures, the child care institution Save the Children Indonesia, the Psychological Institute, the Child Protection Institute represented by Kak Seto, and many other related institutions will work starting on Monday, February 3rd.
Cause I want this to be something straight out of a Hollywood movie. See you standing there in your Hulk outer wear, and all I can think is, where is the ring? Cause I know you wanna ask, I'm scared the moment will pass. I can see it in your eyes, just take me by surprise. And all my friends, they tell me they see you're planning to get on one knee. But I wanted to be out of the blue, so make sure I have no clue when you ask. see the way you smile. You're thinking about the out. You reach in your pocket. Your motion's unlocking. And before you could ask, I answer too fast. And all my friends, they tell me they see it. You're planning to get on one knee. So now I can't stop thinking about you. I figured out all the clues tonight. Baby, take my hand. I want you to be my husband.
Is usually made into furniture or handicrafts, but rattan can also be food. The soft rattan is barbecued for 1 hour. After that, white parts of rattan are sliced. Then, it's ready to be eaten with dipping sauce. What is the name of this food? Pakat rattan from North Sumatra.
Ketika ku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya, dalam benakku timbul tanya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta, atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu? Siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada hidupku.
Cinta katamu kan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Pikirlah saja dulu hingga tiada lalu agar mulus jalanku
melangkah menuju.
Endefo Lake Limutu, the three-colored lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Ende has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Ende, namely Wolotopo Village. The city of Argos in Greek story, that's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Ende. Passing through semi-hot mix road along the coast of Nanganesa with waves and sparkling black sand which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Wolotopo Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampong. We trace rising paths and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampong, we should meet Bernardus Dei to ask permission. He is Mosalaki or custom leaders in Wolotopo Village. She is precisely called Mosalakin Tikasawu, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuwapu'u, or the origin kampung, where Sauria, or big houses, are situated. There are two Sauria in the village, namely Sau Atalaki and Sao Sue. They are wooden stilt house with rumbia as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
Rumah ini sudah lapisan ketujuh.
This house is already for seventh generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic, related to the territory rights of Kasambau people. It symbolizes working together and unity. This house was built with a ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Sauria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sau Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sau Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, have three rooms, with each name and function. They are Wajah Bu'uria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buria, setelah Buria Wajah Lulu, yang kedua Wajah Tenda.
There are parts inside the house.
Itu sesuai dengan
they are Wajah Buria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda. The first one is inhabited by the first child because Bu itself means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the ancestors' heritage objects. There is also a place for Mosalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there is a place for musyawara, or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same both in the left and the right side.
Begitu pula sebelah kiri dan kanan, sama, sama semua posisinya, seperti hitungannya.
To build and renovate the traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies which need high cost, at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount revealed by Bernardo State. Although most of Wolotopo villagers are plantation farmers, they are willing to pay big amount of funds for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sau Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged with traditional ceremony. The spun rope yarn was used to pull pegs of wood called Taitelu Lulu. Then people break down the house and held the traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut, which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lea Laku to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Upacara Lea Laku itu di mana para tukang dengan
Lea Laku ceremony is when construction workers clear location both in kampung and in the forest. They should give food in 4 directions to stay away from bad luck and obstacles. They give offering to the ruler of the forest before cutting the wood. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do Tenda Sau ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony features tandak and gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put leke pera, house pole, with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is the main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction, where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities, including weaving or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
Telah melakukan pemasangan lekepera, dilanjutkan pemasangan untuk balok untuk buat tenda rumah.
After putting lekepera, putting logs for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and constructing are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for this house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Niyo, Poke Muku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kedak Kanga, which is participated by regional government officials and all Mosalaki in Wolotoko village. Kedakanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumasi. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Wolotoko village. Besides, there are stone graves which have existed for hundreds of years in Kedakanga. The graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Mosalaki.
Kedakanga, rumah tempat pemuja berhala oleh seluruh para Mosalaki.
Kedakanga is a place where Mosalaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The central circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. People put offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Mosalaki in a kampung center called Pusenua is Leo language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Mosalaki do Tandak and Gawi dance accompanied with Golamba traditional music to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Wolotoko traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The listener, on this edition of Pelangi Nada, we present a keroncong song entitled Satu Bulan sung by Keroncong Atap. The song tells the story of a couple who have just broken up, with the point of view of the woman who is still trying to accept and process the loss of the man she loves. The lyrics are simple, but full of meaning, describing a woman's feeling of being down after a breakup, while her ex seems to be doing just fine. This song, created and popularized by Bernadia Ripka Jayakusuma, was released in 2023, and here is Keroncong Atap with the Keroncong song entitled Satu Bulan.
Belum ada satu bulan, ku yakin masih ada sisa wangiku di bajumu. Namun kau tampak baik saja, bahkan senyummu lebih lepas. Sedang aku di sini hampir gila. Kita tak temukan jalan. Sepakat akhir isap telah beribu debat panjang.
In Indonesia.
Bakar batu, or burning the stone, used to be just a cooking ritual for Papuans. But now, bakar batu is also done in festivals, wedding ceremonies, birth celebration, or any public event. Village people will gather around, stack the stones, and light fire on the stone pile. Then they will cook sweet potatoes or pork which are wrapped in banana leaves. After cooking, obviously, they will eat together. The meaning of bakar batu is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relations in Papua.
Do you know that the oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia? During America Geophysical Unit meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their latest study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
Here is Newsline. Russian Federation Ambassador to Indonesia Sergei Tolchanov said Indonesia is the key partner for Russia in Southeast Asia and the Asia-Pacific region. Ambassador Tolchanov made the statement via video message in Jakarta on Monday to commemorate 75 years of diplomatic relations between Russia and Indonesia. Moving on to Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Food, Zulkifli Hasan, who said up to now there are 245 nutrition fulfillment service units recorded throughout Indonesia to support the free nutritious meals program. Minister Zulkifli Hasan said this program is a commitment from the Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto on how children in Indonesia are smart and strong towards an advanced Indonesia in 2045. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.